Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Lonnie, the theater lady.
Brian, the interviewer.
You went to see True West.
I did.
Here in the East.
I didn't think of it that way, but yeah, I did.
Well, how did that grab you? Partner.
It grabbed me. It really grabbed me.
Oh, yeah?
It was my first Sam Shepard play.
Oh, well, and this was a good place to start.
It certainly was. This was, I guess, pretty indicative of his plays in general.
I would say so.
Yeah. Gritty, and I had read a description that Sam Shepard wrote gritty plays, and I thought, what is a gritty play? I know what a gritty play is. True West. True West, gritty play.
Have you ever heard of True Grit?
I have.
That's a gritty movie.
It is.
It's a true movie.
A true gritty movie. But this play was so interesting to me because it was two brothers that were estranged, and the one was babysitting his mother's house. They were adult brothers. And while she was on a trip, and the other one showed up. And the first brother that was at home, screenwriter, dressed kind of like preppy and just writing to candlelight, very serene. You could see the set was beautiful. The mountains in the background were lit just as dusk. It looked so real. It just made me want to go out west, see those beautiful mountains. But anyway.
You are out west, during Pennsylvania.
Western Pennsylvania.
Do you think that this play could take place in Western Pennsylvania? Or is does it have very strong Western United States themes?
Well, the themes would be good anywhere, I think. But a big part of it was the coyotes howling and the Lee, who was played by David Maugentail, had to say that French pronunciation, who, by the way, is from Peters Township.
Oh.
And graduated from Peters Township High School and has lived in New York for several years. But he was the estranged brother who had lived out in the desert, homelessly in the desert. And when he walked onto the stage in Act One, his performance, I thought, was brilliant and unforgettable, because when he walked out onto that stage, you could see him, you could hear him, but you could feel him. It changed the whole
feeling. And the stage manager didn't stop you? They didn't kick you out?
He actually was kind of handsome, but but no.
If that's just the kind of show they're running, we're all going.
It just completely changed, almost instantaneously, the feeling of what was happening on that stage. And you could feel already something ominous that he brought to that stage. And the character was very manipulative, a con artist, dishonest, a thief. And how he managed to portray that so quickly, it was just, to me, really worth seeing. That really stuck with me as one of the standout times in the play. Now, that's not to say that his brother, Austin, played by Ken Barnett, that's not to say he was any slouch. He was an excellent actor. And in fact, the roles kind of reversed in Act Two of the play, which was interesting to see that actually the two brothers, who appeared to be completely different from each other, were really almost flip sides of the coin of the same person. And when this play was done in New York a couple years back, the two Broadway actors that played the brothers alternated roles every other night. They each played both roles. And then they asked the Tony Award committee if they could be considered as one actor. Since they flip-flopped the roles. And they were turned down, so they were each nominated for a Tony for Best Actor. But they did it so
that doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it's because both brothers were really the same person.
But both actors aren't.
I know, but I guess they were really totally into it, and they just thought, can you imagine every other night being the other brother?
When I have played a doctor on stage, I get into it too, but you don't want me doing heart surgery on you.
No, not on me, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for offering.
No problem.
I'll say no. But anyway.
I will give you a free exam. Oh, God.
Save us all.
Sorry.
And there were a couple other actors in it that, that was basically it, just four. And those two were the main ones. Now, Saul was the, not agent, what do you call that? The one that picks the plays that are written and the themes, not a screenwriter. Gosh.
Who picks the plays that are written?
Oh, he was like a director or something. Not a director. Ah, crap.
Producer?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
He was a Hollywood producer.
Usually when it's none of the other. None of the other above always falls under producer.
I can't believe I couldn't think of that word.
It's okay.
But he did a real good job, too. And he's a real well-known actor. Dan Shore. He's been in movies and TV parts, and he's very well accepted in the theater world. And the mother in this play was Cousin Mary from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Mary Rawson. Oh, we love Mary Rawson.
Yeah, you knew right away. Good for you. Yeah, Mary. And she was selected, by the way, as the 2012 Performer of the Year by the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Well, congratulations, Mary.
But the question I had about this, and I've asked several people, nobody could answer it.
How do you go from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood to True West?
No, that wasn't my question. It was a question about something actually that happened in the play. Now, the director, Pamela Berlin, is very well respected. This is the seventh play that she has directed at the Public Theater. And as we know, Mary Rawson's a very accomplished actress. But at the end, when Mary Rawson came home, I won't give you too many details, but she saw her house in a kind of a way that she would never want to see it. She saw a situation that her two sons were in that would be very disappointing to a mother. Mm-hmm. And she played it so detached and so separated from what was going on. And her adult sons were engaged in a fight, and she was saying things like, very calmly, boys, if you're going to fight, go outside. Just like she would have when they were children. And
well, that may very well be the point. You know? Because I can kind of see where what your question is. It seemed like an odd choice, maybe.
Yeah.
But that may very well be it. That, you know, to her, they're still kids. To her, they're still boys. You know? And this, it's just another scrap.
I guess. She and the father.
No, I didn't see it.
Right.
So.
Yeah. She and the father are divorced, and you never saw the father. He lived somewhere out of town, but he was referred to frequently, and the behaviors of the sons seemed to emulate the behavior of the father. And it was interesting because the father was nowhere in sight, but you felt his presence every minute of
that
play after about the first 10 minutes.
That's a cool element.
He was always there, even though you didn't see him. And I wondered maybe if that was it, that he was so dysfunctional that maybe she had to separate herself from emotion coming from this craziness.
From the sounds of it. I don't know as if any one of these characters is really operating as a harmonious whole. So.
But I just found that interesting. And as I said, I'm not saying that that was a bad decision. I'm just saying I didn't understand it.
All right, partner. How would you have played it in True West? Give us your take.
I don't know. I'm not a director, but it didn't...
Be an actress. All right, so if you walked in and Mike Bozzelli and I are fighting to the death.
Oh, I hate that when you two do that.
And it's usually over something very silly. But how would you break it up? What would you have said?
Now that you put the question to me, I think I'm starting to understand the choice.
Look at that. Magic right here on the set of Berg Vivant.
If she came in with the same intensity of emotion and volume and anger that they had, where could that scene have gone? It was already escalated about as far as it could escalate. So maybe we needed that. The conflict, not just between the two of them, but the conflict between how her behavior was compared to their behavior.
You know what, too? A mother always knows. She knows what buttons to press on her kids.
Oh, they totally ignored her.
Oh. Well, she's lousy at it. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. But no, sounds like a truly Western good time.
It really was. It really was. I enjoyed it, and I'm glad I finally saw Sam Shepard play.
Oh, that's right. This was your first.
I have to admit, I think of him first as an actor. I think of him in The Right Stuff, playing Chuck Yeager and getting nominated for an Academy Award. Yeah. And, you know, he does have some other acting gigs coming up very soon.
Yeah, he really, he does. He's kind of got the best of both worlds going on.
He's 70 now. So, wow. So he doesn't have those same young, rugged, good looks, but he's not bad for a 70-year-old.
They'll be calling him for Lord of the Rings, is that what you're saying?
I hope not.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Berg Vivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.